Chapter 6. Do you think that will prevent our falling out, Rosa? Apostrophe apostrophe, I know it will. Hush. Pretend to look out of window, Mrs. Tisher. Apostrophe apostrophe, through a fortuitous concourse of accidents, the matronly Tisher heaves in sight, says, and rustling through the room like the legendary ghost of a dowager in silken skirts. I hope I see Mr. Drood well, though I needn't ask, if I may judge from his complexion. I trust I disturb no one, but there was a paper knife, oh, thank you, I am sure. Apostrophe apostrophe and disappears with her prize. One other thing you must do, Eddie, to oblige me, apostrophe says Rosebud. The moment we get into the street, you must put me outside, and keep close to the house yourself, squeeze, and graze yourself against it. Apostrophe, by all means, Rosa, if you wish it. Might I ask why? Apostrophe, oh. Because I don't want the girls to see you. Apostrophe, it's a fine day, but would you like me to carry an umbrella up? Apostrophe, apostrophe, don't be foolish, sir. You haven't got polished leather boots on, apostrophe pouting, with one shoulder raised. Perhaps that might escape the notice of the girls, even if they did see me, apostrophe remarks Edwin, looking down at his boots with a sudden distaste for them. Nothing escapes their notice, sir. And then I know what would happen. Some of them would begin reflecting on me, by saying, for they are free, that they never will on any account engage themselves to lovers without polished leather boots. Hark! Miss Twinkleton. I'll ask for leave. Apostrophe, that discreet lady being indeed heard without, inquiring of nobody in a blandly conversational tone as she advances. Eh? Indeed. Are you quite sure you saw my mother of pearl button holder on the work table in my room? Apostrophe apostrophe is at once solicited for walking leave, and graciously accords it. And soon the young couple go out of the nun's house, taking all precautions against the discovery of the so vitally defective boots of Mr. Edwin Drood. Precautions, let us hope, effective for the peace of Mrs. Edwin Drood, that is to be. Which way shall we take, Rosa? Apostrophe apostrophe, Rosa replies. I want to go to the Lumps of Delight shop. Apostrophe, to the? Apostrophe apostrophe, a Turkish sweetmeat, sir. My gracious me, don't you understand anything? Call yourself an engineer, and not know that? Apostrophe, why, how should I know it, Rosa? Apostrophe apostrophe, because I am very fond of them. But oh, I forgot what we are to pretend. No, you needn't know anything about them, never mind. Apostrophe, so he is gloomily borne off to the Lumps of Delight shop, where Rosa makes her purchase, and, after offering some to him which he rather indignantly declines, begins to partake of it with great zest. Previously taking off and rolling up a pair of little pink gloves, like rose leaves, and occasionally putting her little pink fingers to her rosy lips, to cleanse them from the dust of delight that comes off the lumps. Now, be a good-tempered Eddie, and pretend. And so you are engaged? Apostrophe apostrophe, and so I am engaged. Apostrophe, is she nice? Apostrophe apostrophe, charming. Apostrophe, tall? Apostrophe apostrophe, immensely tall. Apostrophe apostrophe, Rosa being short. Must be gawky, I should think, apostrophe is Rosa's quiet commentary. I beg your pardon, not at all, apostrophe contradiction rising in him. What is termed a fine woman, a splendid woman? Apostrophe, big nose, no doubt, apostrophe is the quiet commentary again. Not a little one, certainly, apostrophe is the quick reply, Rosa's being a little one. Long pale nose, with a red knob in the middle. I know the sort of nose, apostrophe says Rosa, with a satisfied nod, and tranquilly enjoying the lumps. You don't know the sort of nose, Rosa, apostrophe with some warmth, because it's nothing of the kind. Apostrophe, not a pale nose, Eddie? Apostrophe apostrophe, no. Apostrophe determined not to assent. A red nose? Oh. I don't like red noses. However, to to be sure she can always powder it. Apostrophe, she would scorn to powder it. Apostrophe, says Edwin, becoming heated. Would she? What a stupid thing she must be. Is she stupid in everything? Apostrophe, apostrophe, no, in nothing. Apostrophe, after a pause, in which the whimsically wicked face has not been unobservant of him, Rosa says. And this most sensible of creatures likes the idea of being carried off to Egypt. Does she, Eddie? Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes. She takes a sensible interest in triumphs of engineering skill, especially when they are to change the whole condition of an undeveloped country. Apostrophe, lore. Apostrophe, apostrophe, says Rosa, shrugging her shoulders, with a little laugh of wonder. Do you object? Apostrophe, Edwin inquires, with a majestic turn of his eyes downward upon the fairy figure. Do you object, Rosa, to her feeling that interest? Apostrophe, apostrophe, object, my dear Eddie. But really, doesn't she hate boilers and things? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I can answer for her not being so idiotic as to hate boilers. Apostrophe, he returns with angry emphasis. Though I cannot answer for her views about things, really not understanding what things are meant. Apostrophe, but don't she hate Arabs, and Turks, and fellas, and people? Apostrophe, apostrophe, certainly not. Apostrophe, very firmly. At least she must hate the pyramids? Come, Eddie? Apostrophe, why should she be such a little tall, I mean goose, as to hate the pyramids, Rosa? Apostrophe, apostrophe, ah, you should hear Miss Twinkleton, apostrophe, often nodding her head, and much enjoying the lumps, bore about them, and then you wouldn't ask. Tiresome old burying grounds. Isises, and Ibises, and Cheopses, and Pharaohs, who cares about them? And then there was Bolzoni, or somebody, dragged out by the legs, half choked with bats and dust. All the girls say, serve him right, and hope it hurt him, and wish he had been quite choked. Apostrophe, the two youthful figures, side by side, but not now arm in arm, wander discontentedly about the old close, and each sometimes stops and slowly imprints a deeper footstep in the fallen leaves. Well, apostrophe, apostrophe, says Edwin, after a lengthy silence. According to custom, we can't get on, Rosa. Apostrophe, Rosa tosses her head, and says she don't want to get on. That's a pretty sentiment, Rosa, considering. Apostrophe, considering what? Apostrophe, apostrophe, if I say what, you'll go wrong again. Apostrophe, you'll go wrong, you mean, Eddie. Don't be ungenerous. Apostrophe, ungenerous. I like that. Apostrophe, then I don't like that, and so I tell you plainly, apostrophe, Rosa pouts. Now, Rosa, I put it to you. Who disparaged my profession, my destination, apostrophe, you are not going to be buried in the pyramids, I hope. Apostrophe, apostrophe, she interrupts, arching her delicate eyebrows. You never said you were. If you are, why haven't you mentioned it to me? I can't find out your plans by instinct. Apostrophe, now, Rosa, you know very well what I mean, my dear. Apostrophe, well then, why did you begin with your detestable red-nosed giantesses? And she would powder it. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cries Rosa, in a little burst of comical contradictory spleen. Somehow or other, I never can come right in these discussions, apostrophe, says Edwin, sighing, and becoming resigned. How is it possible, sir, that you ever can come right when you're always wrong? And as to Bolzoni, I suppose he's dead. I'm sure I hope he is, and how can his legs or his jokes concern you? Apostrophe, apostrophe, it is nearly time for your return, Rosa. We have not had a very happy walk, have we? Apostrophe, apostrophe, a happy walk? A detestably unhappy walk, sir. If I go upstairs the moment I get in, and cry till I can't take my dancing lesson, you are responsible, mind. Apostrophe, apostrophe, let us be friends, Rosa. Apostrophe, ah. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cries Rosa, shaking her head and bursting into real tears. I wish we could be friends. It's because we can't be friends that we try one another so. I am a young little thing, Eddie, to have an old heartache. But I really, really have, sometimes. Don't be angry. I know you have one yourself too often. We should both of us have done better if what is to be had been left what might have been. I am quite a little serious thing now, and not teasing you. Let each of us forbear, this one time, on our own account, and on the others. Apostrophe, apostrophe, disarmed by this glimpse of a woman's nature in the spoiled child, though for an instant disposed to resent it as seeming to involve the enforced infliction of himself upon her, Edwin Drood stands watching her as she childishly cries and sobs, with both hands to the handkerchief at her eyes, and then she becoming more composed, and indeed beginning in her young inconstancy to laugh at herself for having been so moved, leads her to a seat hard by, under the elm trees. One clear word of understanding, pussy dear. I am not clever out of my own line now I come to think of it. I don't know that I am particularly clever in it, but I want to do right. There is not there maybe I really don't see my way to what I want to say, but I must say it, before we part there is not any other young apostrophe, oh no, Eddie. It's generous of you to ask me, but no, no, no. Apostrophe, they have come very near to the cathedral windows, and at this moment the organ and the choir sound out sublimely. As they sit listening to the solemn swell, the confidence of last night rises in young Edwin Drood's mind, and he thinks how unlike this music is to that discordance. I fancy I can distinguish Jack's voice, apostrophe is his remark in a low tone in connection with the train of thought. Take me back at once, please, apostrophe urges his affianced, quickly laying her light hand upon his wrist. They will all be coming out directly. Let us get away. Oh, what a resounding chord. But don't let us stop to listen to it. Let us get away. Apostrophe, apostrophe, her hurry is over, as soon as they have passed out of the close. They go arm in arm now, gravely, and deliberately enough, along the old high street, to the nun's house. At the gate, the street being within sight empty, Edwin bends down his face to Rosebud's. She remonstrates, laughing, and is a childish schoolgirl again. Eddie, no. I'm too sticky to be kissed. But give me your hand, and I'll blow a kiss into that. Apostrophe, he does so. She breathes a light breath into it and asks, retaining it and looking into it. Now say, what do you see? Apostrophe, apostrophe, see, Rosa? Apostrophe, apostrophe, why, I thought you Egyptian boys could look into a hand and see all sorts of phantoms. Can't you see a happy future? Apostrophe, for certain, neither of them sees a happy present, as the gate opens and closes, and one goes in, and the other goes away. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.